AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He helped to lead the Boston Red Sox to 3 World Series titles. Baseball legend David Ortiz was shot in the back by a man in a bar in his native Dominican Republic.
Authorities say Ortiz is hospitalized in stable condition following surgery for a gunshot wound after being ambushed by a man in a bar in Santo Domingo. Dominican National Police say a gunman approached from behind and shot Ortiz at close range. Police say the alleged gunman was captured and beaten by a crowd of people at the bar. Investigators plan to question him after he's treated for his injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ortiz's father says he's out of danger. Today would have been the day President Trump's 5% tax on imports from Mexico took effect, but the U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement as the president tries to pressure Mexico to do more to keep immigrants from crossing the border illegally. Democrats say the president's overselling a deal that mostly ramps up efforts that were already underway.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump hails Mexico's commitment, but says if for some unknown reason such cooperation fails, we can always go back to our previous very profitable position on tariffs. On Fox News Sunday, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan underscored the point.
There's a mechanism to make sure that they do what they promised to do, that there's an actual result, that we see a vast reduction in those numbers.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A construction crane fell onto a Dallas apartment building during a storm yesterday, killing a woman in the building and injuring 5 other people, 2 of them critically. In Southern California, a fast-moving brush fire near the Six Flags Amusement Park. Several people were taken to the hospital because they'd been exposed to smoke. Six Flags is about 40 miles north of Los Angeles. This is AP Radio News. Thousands showed up for the annual National Puerto Rican Day Parade along New York City's Fifth Avenue yesterday.
Puerto Rican pride was on display everywhere you looked, with flags waving and people cheering as notables went by on floats like Ricky Martin, who was the Grand Marshal. Actor Danny Canelo was marching with his city flag.
I'm proud of my heritage, proud to be from the most beautiful city in Puerto Rico, Loíza.
And Puerto Rico's devastation by Hurricane Maria was not forgotten. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the city will erect a permanent memorial.
Puerto Ricans are American citizens, and what the federal government did was a disgrace.
Other politicians taking part included Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but one notable absence was Mayor de Blasio, who was out of town campaigning for president. At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is $2.75 a gallon this morning. That's down 12 cents in a month, says the AAA. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.